All right. I always get a lot of people messaging me, asking me how I find the best deals for my flips and my long-term and short-term rentals. Well, I'm going to tell you how I do it. I direct source properties utilizing a company called PropStream. PropStream is an amazing, amazing platform. It allows the user to combine any number of criteria and extract a list of properties that meets an exact investment profile. They have nationwide coverage for all kinds of cool, you know, lists like pre-foreclosures, bank-owned properties, high equity, vacant properties, tax, IRS, utility liens, and so on and so forth. It is just such an incredible platform. I mean, you know, this is how I locate my on and off market properties. I generate lead lists. I vet my properties. I assess my risk, calculate feasibility, and so on. Like, if you guys aren't using PropStream, you really, really should. So go to https://trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. So basically, trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. And that's going to get you a 7-day free trial. Go ahead and sign up today. Welcome and hello, everybody. This is the REI Society podcast, where we are informing you everything real estate and business related so that you can be successful in REI investing. We're sharing the tools, tips, and stories from people who have already made it. And my name is Brandon Thompson, your host. Each week, we'll bring extraordinary guests so that you can learn real estate from the best. Hello, everybody. In this episode, I am interviewing one of my students from my mastermind, my beginner's boot camp, and such. This gentleman, specifically Mr. Ian Tuttle, he has, within a 90-day period, purchased a trailer for $18,000 using some of the techniques I have taught him in that group mastermind session or sessions. And he flipped the property and made a $30,000 profit. And he's on to his second and third properties as we speak. So we did a case study in this episode to discuss and to break down everything that he did to achieve these goals. Because Ian has no prior real estate experience outside of my class. So this is something that he's learned. I wanted to have him share his testimony and show you guys that if he can do it, you can do it too. Thank you. Mr. Ian Tuttle, Brandon Thompson, is here to interview you today. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you, Brandon?
I'm good. That was a weird introduction. Introduced myself like that. I don't know why I did that, but I've never done that before. But it's funny. So I saw a Facebook post yesterday. You had Taco Man. What was going on with that?
Oh, man. I don't know. Like I said, it happened 12 years ago, so I don't even remember what inspired me at that moment, but I was probably bored. Yeah. And actually what it was, it's like it gave me a weird looking face. If you watch it, you know, on the video that I shared, but gave me a really weird looking face. So I was like, well, what can I do with this? And I just kind of went with the flow, and apparently taco flavored meat products was the topic for the show that day.
Right, right. Well, so we've got you live in my beginner's real estate boot camp and mastermind. Of course, I've retitled it. So I wanted to bring you on here today because you have created some awesome successes so far. You took a class back in December. Mm-hmm. You were interested in real estate. And so why don't you tell me about that experience? I'm not trying to like be arrogant and say, hey, puff up my class. But tell me about that experience, and then let's go into, I want to bring you on here so we can do a case study of what you've accomplished so far. But tell us about the experience, and let's just go from there.
So I got my little notepad right here. There are a lot of notes from your class that I have taken. So some of that stuff was good refresher for me, but a lot of it I didn't know about either. You had an excellent, the thing I took away the most was like the appraisal side, how to do a good appraisal. Because that can be very challenging, like a self-appraisal, you know, if you're trying to evaluate a property, is it worth going after? What do you need to be in at, you know, to make sure it's profitable for you on the back end? And that was really good. And you gave us over 30 different ideas on how to find deals. Yeah. So if, you know, I think each market's going to be a little different, you know, so you have to kind of go through all 30 of those, which I have not done yet, and to figure out what's the key sauce for my area. Right. But there are so many there. Driving for dollars was a good one, by the way. I've actually had that help me a few times, and several people send me properties because I had them drive for dollars and send me some leads. And those didn't pan out, but that's okay because I'm not sure what the ratio is of how many it takes to land a deal. You know, if you got to look at 10 properties to get one, I don't know that ratio. But it was just an excellent course, very informative, and really wet my beak for more to get deeper into this. So it's been really exciting. It was a really good course. I'm glad you let me be a part of it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you jumped in. You missed the live meetup, but you're all the way in Florida, and
yep.
A lot of people from Atlanta that got together. We had people in California, Michigan, so on and so forth. So I had people from all over the U.S. For the first class. You did my first class, and I guess I'm on my third class now, which is great.
Great.
I know you were kind of soaking in a lot of information through December, maybe November, if we started in November through end of December, and you really like hit the ball running or the ground running this past January, and you've already had a couple of successes. Didn't you make like $30,000 plus on a trailer?
Yes. I had a business partner on that one, so I didn't, you know, but we still made a profit of around 30. When we were all said and done in that one, we were in it, I think, about around 18,000 and wholesale it for 45.
Wow. How did you find that property?
So that particular property was found through a tax deed sale. And so...
What's a tax deed sale? You're teaching now.
Definition
as a beginner.
Okay, so as a beginner, basically a tax deed sale would be where property taxes have not been paid on a property for so many years. So far what it looks like is between the 3 to 5 years, but don't hold me to that. But it seems around the 3 to 5 year mark, what happens is when those back taxes certificates are purchased, and then it gets to a point where after those certificates are purchased, if the owner of the property does not pay back those certificates, they get clumped into this big, large sum of money that's owed, and that's called a tax deed sale. Now, it sounds great and dandy because you're like, wow, I'm going to buy these tax certificates or this tax deed, but you have to do a lot of homework because you have to make sure that there's no mortgage on the property. And then if there is, you better know how much is left on that mortgage if you can even figure that out. And then you have to make sure there's no liens. So there's a lot of other processes other than just going, oh, wow, look, I can buy this house for $12,000, $15,000 because all these tax are the tax deed that I can purchase. So that would be my beginner definition of a tax deed, which I went a little further than that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So you purchased the property for $18,000.
Mm-hmm.
You said you brought in a partner. Did they put up all the capital or did you put up some of the capital?
Well, since I'm a newbie and he had all the brain power, I actually put up all the capital. So he kind of directed me and navigated me through the process of what we needed to do, what we had to look out for. So basically he did all that. And he, you know, it was a 50-50 split, but college is expensive. Nothing's cheap about education. So,
yeah.
And I'd much rather have a little piece of the pie than no pie.
Right. So, I mean, you turned an $18,000 profit. Your business partner got $9,000 for kind of walking you through the deal. Yeah, I mean, the experience is, you know, expensive. You paid for it. Now you know how to do it. You may not need them anymore if you have the capital to pull it together. Did you guys do any repairs to the property after you bought it?
You know, it had been abandoned for about 2 or 3 years. So, it has so many little tiny pine trees like that big. So I had a guy come out there. Basically, what I just did was make it presentable so that when wholesalers did come to look, or not wholesalers, excuse me, when buyers or investors came to look at the property, you know, just making sure that it looked decent. You know, it didn't look like it was absolutely just, I had it pressure washed, had those trees cut down, and had it bush hogged. So that's basically what we did. Good presentation.
Excellent.
But didn't clean out the trash inside. So No, didn't clean out the trash. I mean, there wasn't a whole bunch of trash, but it didn't even really go that far. He went and looked, and it seems like he had that buyer, which is really cool because it opened me up to one buyer, like someone who buys these on quite often.
Okay, awesome.
And he's got his string of buyers that buy from him after he does fix it up.
Okay.
It's a pretty interesting little flow there. So he fixes them, and then he sells them off to someone. I guess they probably do rentals or something.
Right. Okay, gotcha. So how long did it take you from contract to close the purchase, not the sale? So once you identify the property, you negotiated the sale at a tax deduction, or I guess you don't really negotiate, you just bid on it, but or you buy it by the lien or whatever. But how long did it take you to purchase the property? Was it instantly in an auction?
Well, I'm probably going a little slower. So we actually, we got the property before it went to the auction.
Oh.
So it was slated for the auction, but I found the homeowner, which I guess I didn't say that. We skip traced the homeowner. And after we did all the research, realized that they actually own the property outright. They could have literally went and moved back into the house. The mortgage was satisfied. The mortgage company satisfied the mortgage. There were no liens on the property. So it was nothing but taxes that were due. And I told the lady, you can move back in if you want. And even her attorney told her that. But she said, nah, you know what? I was 2 or 3, 4 years ago and I'm done. It's over. You know, someone else can bring life back to it. So it's probably about 2 to 3 week period between finding the property, doing my research, skip tracing, because she was not answering the phone at first.
Yeah.
That was a challenge because it wasn't really her phone number. It was like her husband's or something. And I had to keep calling.
Yeah. Did you text him a little bit? Hey, I want to buy property or what?
I did. I was doing it all, man. I don't think I sent out any emails, even though I had an email or two, but I was just doing the calls and texts because I know I had the right person because actually we found her daughter. Her daughter spilled the beans a little bit.
Right.
And then somehow we navigated on the back end to figure out who the phone number was for the mom.
Okay. Gotcha. So
who owned the property?
Right. So you skip traced it. What service did you use?
Skip Genie. So I think it's literally skipgenie.com.
Okay. So you use the paid service.
Yes.
There's also free, you know, services like truepeoplesearch.com. You may or may not get the quality, of investigative results, you know, phone numbers and things like that, but you paid for the lead. How much did that cost you?
I think they have two different plans. One is $45 and you get like 10 skip traces. The other one's like $99 and you get 100 skip traces or something. But so I'm cheap. So I went cheap and I was like, I'm not looking at 100 properties right now. So I'm just trying to get one and just went through the cheap side, $45 probably.
Right. So how many properties did you analyze? So let's just say it was 10. Analyze before this one pulled together.
Oh my goodness. I was not prepared to answer that one today, but I can say that it was a lot because I cannot remember how many texts, like the foreclosure list that I was going through and looking at final judgments. I'd probably say it's more than 10.
Right.
Because it was quite a few. I mean, I think it took me 3 to 4 weeks to find that deal. Because I started January 1st I was waiting for the end of 2019 and January 1st, I was like, I'm all on board, full throttle. So I think it took me about 2 to 3 weeks to find that deal.
That's awesome. So, and then from when you purchased it, did a little bit of touch up on the curb appeal and then sold it. What was that process? Was that like 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's probably another 2 or 3 weeks. So I couldn't get the buyer to close right away, but that's because he was going on vacation, which is fine. So he put a EDM down or earnest money. And so held the property and got it under contract. And I think we closed, say, March 24th. That sounds a little longer now, but no, that'd be about right. So if it took me 2 to 3 weeks to find the property, it would be end of January. Another 2 weeks to close, it would have been middle February-ish. So yeah, that's about right.
Okay.
Yeah, that deal is about 6 weeks long.
6 weeks long, you pulled off $18,000. And in the meantime, you were looking for another property and contracted another one. Did you sell that one yet?
All right, so that one I found on the MLS, and actually my wife brought that to me, so I owe her a $500 referral fee. So, and I owe you. I'd send you on vacation, honey, or maybe we go somewhere. But That one was found on the MLS, and actually I still have it because it did not have a title. It was another mobile home, didn't have a title. I actually have a hearing on May 20th, which is in a couple of weeks. And then we're going to be a phone conference and basically be on the phone with a judge. And I don't know if the previous owners are going to show up or be on that call or not, but if all goes well, we should have a clear title. But this one I'm rehabbing. I'm taking it all the way to kind of get my feet wet on the rehab side now.
Yeah. Well, pending this works out, what was the purchase price and how much are you going to be into it after acquisition and remodel?
Okay. So I'm currently purchased it. The acquisition price was $31,000. And I put a new roof on it already because the other roof had some leaks and I just wanted to go ahead and button that up before any worse problems and causing me more trouble down the road. But I'm in it at 40. I didn't do such a hot job on the roof finding a contractor. I didn't realize that there were way cheaper people if you made the right contact. So I paid twice as much than I should have, but no, you live and learn. So it probably needs about another 25,000, maybe 30 at max to get it fixed up and out the door. Mm-hmm. And it should be able to, so that would put me in at 60. I know safely and conservatively where it's $100,000 house because it has 2.5 acres. If all goes well, it could be as much as 125. We're just going to have to see what plays out over the next 2 or 3 months.
That's awesome, man. So if let's just say all goes well, you make 50 grand, net 50, plus you're 18. We'll just round up and say you've made $70,000 this year. Part-time on top of... I am, by the way, owns a backflow and plumbing company.
Yeah.
This is just part-time money on top of what you do daily.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, the funny thing is like, my wife and I have been married since 2008. So that's what, 12 years? Oh, don't make me do math right now. Sorry. All right. Anyway, we've been married for a while, for a minute. And she told me, I can't believe this because this is not my style. Like I have been reading real estate books. She goes, I and you were reading real estate books when we met and you had talked about it. I said, are you serious? She goes, yeah. And we talked about this last year. I was like, I cannot believe I've waited this long. I want to kick myself. I was like, because I normally don't. When I see something, I just go for it. I'm just kind of like, can't believe it. But oh well, that's okay. Right. A little older and wiser now, I guess.
Yeah. What made you wait and finally pull the trigger? 12 years.
I'm gonna have to probably say fear. Honestly, I think it was fear because you should keep going along in business, hopefully making more money as the years progress. So I didn't make as much money back then as I am now. So the profits weren't there. So maybe that was part of the reason. I'm going to have to say primarily fear because it just held me hostage. Like, I'm going to buy this house. But what happens if I can't sell it right now? Because this was in that period, you know, when housing went down, you couldn't get all those high values weren't there at this time. So because this has been back in 08, 9, 10, 11. You know, so I was just afraid, basically, because it's like, well, what if someone can't pay the rent? Am I going to be able to pay the rent on that house and the house that I'm currently living in? So fear kept me hostage and stole from me, but I'm coming back.
There you go. All right, guys. This sponsor is REI Society itself. REISociety.com mastermind is where I want you to go as soon as we get done with this episode. Or go ahead and book the link right now on your phone or laptop, wherever you're listening to this. This is where I'm doing a 30-day real estate investment virtual bootcamp mastermind. It combines the exact strategies I've used to triple my income and design my real estate career. It's a virtual mastermind about creating clarity, taking massive action, and getting tangible results. There's no travel required. You can do everything from the comfort of your smartphone or laptop. What I do need from you is full engagement towards the realizations of your goals. You're going to learn about wholesaling, flipping, rentals, and short-term rentals. Basically, creating an income from thin air while never utilizing your own money. Learn how to determine values correctly, work with contractors without getting hurt, design a home quickly, and to sell a property quickly like a pro. learn how to use the Burr method and build a long-lasting portfolio so that you can have passive income and create long-lasting wealth. And then how to build a multi-million dollar portfolio and how to become a five-star super host quickly in short-term rentals if you're interested in that side of the game. We'll help you set up your office, your digital office, set up marketing so you can get more leads, acquisitions, finance, construction, management, liquidations, and you also get a 30-day mentorship by yours truly and my wife, Tiffany, in a closed Facebook group. You're going to get all my documents, all my lenders, everything. Go to reisociety.com/mastermind right now and sign up today. And right now, because of these unprecedented times, we're giving a 20% discount on our cost of the classes. Thank you. You have any? Do you have any other projects in place right now, or are you going to put it on hold while you're?
Well,
despite the, I guess, regarding the coronavirus, are you just going to? What are you doing right now? Are you still looking for real estate?
Actually, I am going after we get off this call. I am going to work on this other tax deed sale that I'm currently working on. This one has a lot more twists in it than that first tax deed that we just talked about. So I've got my partner from the first one going to come in and we're going to talk and look through it and analyze it together because it's had quite a few assignments of the mortgage after some facts. So I don't really know how to put it all the pieces together in my mind or what needs to be done. So he's going to look at it. So, but I'm getting back in the saddle again. I kind of took a little break with the corona because I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And I'm still a newbie. I'm still a little nervous. I mean, I'm buying the stuff myself, so I don't owe anyone any money. I'm using my own cash to purchase the properties. But I just wanted to, I didn't want the pressure. I've dealt with the pressure from some contracts in the past that I've done with my plumbing business or the backflow business. And I just don't want to deal with that right now. Because at last 2 years have been a high pace, high energy. So I just kind of took the corona thing as a break. And I've been going out on the pontoon boat a lot.
Are you enjoying the relaxed state that
we're in? Oh my gosh, it's been really good. It's been a nice little refresher for me to energize. I didn't realize how zapped I was, just how much gung-ho going I've been doing.
Yeah, well now I will challenge you. I think from what I heard, maybe I'm wrong, I think the governor of Florida has extended the quarantine for another 60 days. Is that correct?
You know, when that May, was it May 1st, they started opening things up around here, I stopped paying attention. My wife follows all that for me and she just lets me know, oh, you can't do that right now. Yeah. So, but it could be true. Probably so.
I might be wrong about this, but I heard it. The only reason why I paid attention was because the short-term rental industry, and I'm in short-term rentals, looking for my fifth one and I'm looking for Florida next. And I heard that they are opening up Disney limited, wise, but they're opening up Disney again and restaurants, things like that. But it's going to be a slow progression, but they're banning short-term rentals. You can't stay in short-term rentals where you have the hotels.
Yep.
And everything. I'm like, oh man, they're crapping on short-term rentals again. But
that is true.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I would challenge you in this time, if it's a slow pace, read and research and learn and put some systems in place while business is kind of on floating, I guess floating.
Yeah.
Now, I think that would be a good position for you while, you know, to continue to learn and to keep on grilling. Maybe you make $200,000 this year. I don't know. It would be really cool to see you grow that quick in 1 year. It took me 3 or 4, it probably took me 5 years to get to that point. You know, I was making, you know, 150 grand plus a year in real estate. So I think you can do it in 1 year.
I'd agree. I don't know if I want to go that fast so quick, but I mean, I'll let it naturally. If I don't know if that makes sense, I will still work hard. And, you know, I might not, I'm just being a little selective. Like if it's not a really great deal, you know, I'm just kind of holding off. Like I found this other tax deed, you know, if all in, it would be around $8,000. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 1/2 acre. Only bad thing about this one is it butts right up against the interstate, which inside the house, it didn't sound that bad, but actually I have some pictures. I might be able to send them to you. This place is in bad. You'll have to rip it down to the studs. It's been vacant and it's so vandalized. It's not even funny, but at least I had a metal roof and there's only a few spots where it had leaked through
right. A
little bit. So if it has to make a lot of sense for me right now to move on it.
You know what? You talking about this made me think of something I actually forgot to ask you about your second property. Are you structuring out a partnership on that one, kind of like you did with the first one, or are you just all in on this one cash?
I'm still structured with a partner, the same gentleman. I mean, I found it through the MLS or whatever, so maybe I could have, but I guess I'm being overly cautious. Yeah. But in the dealings and what's going on, but I think I'd much rather just be safe, try to hedge as much as I can. Not afraid of a bet, but just prefer to get it in, get some folks around me that maybe know a little bit more than I do, so that as I keep making my steps, I don't, you know, they can coach me through their experience. And this way, hopefully I don't stumble as bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Or did this partner put up an equity?
Oh, no, no. It's like I am all in on the money.
Well, I will say this, you know, do what you please. You know, this is your business. But I think after you proved yourself two or three times, now it's time to go back to that partner and other people and say, hey, I've proven I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I've taken these courses with your guidance. This is where we're at. Now I'm looking for capital partners to put up 50 to 100% of the capital so that I can keep my capital in place so that I can buy more properties. And then here's what you do. This is what I do on a larger scale with my flips. I buy properties cash, to get the best deal possible, to buy them quick. And then I refinance them with my private capital investors and or my institutional lending, like Lending Home or whatever. So I buy with cash. And then after I refinance it with one of those individuals or the institutional lender, my capital is replenished. And now it allows me to go buy more. So now, instead of tying yourself up, you can kind of put it on steroids, which I know you want to go slow, but you can kind of put it on steroids if you have the right relations. So
yeah,
I'll extend this to you. Like after your second deal, once it goes, once it becomes successful, I don't mind going into the trailer business with you in Florida. Let me know. You know, we can go in. I'll put up half the money. And
it's hot around here.
That's what they say. It's very humid and hot.
It's crazy. It is both. Yeah, it's both. I can't, like, these deals are amazing because, like, what actually got me, part of what got me to this point is I've been doing live-in flips, though, the last 6 years. Mm. Probably maybe a little longer than that. So I've been doing live-in flips. So basically, that's just, you know, where you buy a property. You know, maybe it needs just a bunch of cosmetic stuff. I don't know. It's in a foreclosure. One was bought in a foreclosure and nobody wanted it because this house was a beautiful home, though, but it smelled so bad. You walked inside. I mean, you were running out as quick as you came in. It was dirty as dirty could be. Luckily, it was vinyl. It just needed some pressure washing. But, you know, that house, bought it for $120,000. I just put new appliances in there and painted the house all myself. So I was probably in with new appliances and paint, $5,000. So let's just put it in. Let's just say I was in at $130,000, sold it for $190,000. The first check that was slid across the table, well, this is what really ignited us, yeah, was that $53,000, somewhere around $50,000, all clear. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And so that kind of started the fire with the live-in flips. And then we did it again on a short sale. And now that check, we just went through this process. We sold that house at the beginning of April. Mm-hmm. And now that check was $121,000. But that's because we put a large down payment on the house on that. Now, we bought that one for $120,000 as well, put $20,000 in it, and then sold it for $200,000. So, but that $121,000 check was smoking.
Yeah.
Man, is that nice.
Yeah. I've made a six-figure paycheck on one of my flips. And by law, legally, I think we can thank Bill Clinton for it. We don't have to pay income taxes on profit if we've lived into the property two out of the last 5 years.
So, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I had one probably 8 years ago that I sold that we made six figures on. Didn't have to pay taxes on it. That was great. Fortunately, you know, I've been able to save up that money. And then, you know, now I'm buying really good smart purchases within Atlanta. We're flipping them full detail flips, getting them, redoing them all, making them really, really high end and nice. We just flipped a house in East Atlanta Village, which is a local neighborhood. It's kind of trendy, up and coming, hipsters and things like that. We just sold it. And kind of like you said, we had a down payment on it. I used an institutional lender. got back $148,000. But I had like 40 grand in on the deal. But yeah, I mean, we made over six figures in one flip. That's the beginning of a beautiful year.
It feels so good.
Yeah, it does, man.
Oh, I mean, my gosh.
Over the years, I've only pulled that off two times with my former business partner, one time with a primary residence, and then just recently with this last flip. So four times in my life. So, I mean, they're unicorn deals. They only come so far and few between. But
that's right.
My average flip on a property, kind of like what you're seeing on your trailer, is anywhere low to high $30,000 to $60,000. So that's typical, I guess, maybe for the Southeast. But with that said, yeah. What are you? I know you said you got your eyeballs on some properties and things like that. Where do you see this going? If you start making good income. I know you're going slow and steady wins the race mentality, which is perfect. I completely respect that. And I think that's a wisdom, especially getting into it just now and learning. But where do you see this going for you?
Well, I hopefully see it where it went with you, Brandon. Like the whole short-term rental, I think is really going to be my in-game or whatever, if you will. But so I will keep my plumbing business going, my backflow testing, because I mean, I've got an employee and I was going to get another employee once. The COVID actually has slowed me down, which is weird. Usually, normally we keep going because we're government. It's what's that called? Like not sanctioned. I hate to use that word, but this business only exists because of the government, but they have stopped like sending out their notices and the things that they do, the procedures. So it slowed me down here a little bit here in our office, but I'd keep the plumbing business going. And when I keep picking up more properties and more confidence come, I'll just juggle both. But eventually the plumbing business would go off to the side. I'd probably sell it, or I might, if I would even give it away at that point, because maybe take a young kid or something, someone I see a lot of hope in, potential. Maybe he didn't get such a great start in his life or her life, whatever it be. Maybe that would happen. But real estate's definitely the right side of the tracks to be on, because like you just said, like, I mean, even for a teacher salary in the state of Florida is about 30, you know, about 40,000 average, probably give or take, you know, which area you're in. But I mean, if one person flipped one house a year and that was all they did, I mean, that could literally like be a salary for, I mean, I'm not trying to have that little mini mindset,
right?
But that frees up so much of your time to have time with your family. I mean, it's just amazing. So that's, real estate has just been, it's an amazing thing. I just, even the live-in flips have opened my eyes. The house that we currently live in is completely debt-free and I have cash sitting on the side. So when those opportunities are there and those great deals are there, I will be able to strike and go at it really quick.
Yeah. Excellent, man. Yeah. I'm excited for you. I think, you know, I like what you said. I mean, you said it, but you didn't say it. Basically, you know, teachers, let's just give that for an example. Let's just say you love your job. Like you said, you would, you know, I'm sure you love your job, but you're willing to walk away because maybe it's not as exciting for you or whatever anymore. But let's just say a teacher really loves their job, but they're only making 30 grand a year, 40,000 a year. And I mean, that's just above minimum wage nowadays, unfortunately. So with that said, you do one flip or two flips a year and you make double or triple your income now. We'll go with the number 30. You make 30 grand in your salary. You make $30,000 on a flip once every 6 months. Now you're making over six figures and you're feeling good about life and you're doing what you've been called to do, which is teach and give back to students and things like that. That's pretty inspirational right there. So I think that's, you know, real estate is a good vehicle, whether you want to do it part-time or whether you want to do it full-time, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, that's it. This is a case study podcast. I'm going to do these more often. You're like the special guest. The other people are the normal guest, special guest.
My first podcast.
teaching and training people and things like that. You know, that's what it's all about. My main podcast started off as interviews with entrepreneurs and learning what made them tick and why they didn't give up when they dealt with life's biggest failures. And then we merged into real estate specific because, let's be frank, everybody wanted to hear about real estate from me. I'm like, mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about real estate. So I did a changeover and made it REI Society, and now it's quarterly centralized, focused on real estate. But it's still kind of interview style. We're learning about people and their backgrounds, and even though we're talking real estate, there's not any deep teaching. So I wanted to bring you on. I'm like, I want to hear from the beginners. I mean, we'll do this with the experience too later on, but I want to hear from the beginners. If you're listening to this podcast and you're a beginner, you're trying to figure this thing out, like, this is a good place to start.
Absolutely.
Auctions and skip tracing, finding people with partnership, whether they're putting up capital, if you don't have capital, or they're sharing their wisdom and they're walking you through how to do this, kind of like you're doing. I think it's this is a way to give back and help people change their lives. So anyways, I wanted to thank you for coming on here. I guess, well, you know what we can do? We can finish up just like a normal podcast, I guess. We do pop culture questions. I don't know if you listen to podcasts or not.
Oh, but, boy.
let's just end with this. Okay. Rapid fire questions. What's your favorite book and why?
Oh, okay. Don't Split the Difference. Was that the name of that book? With Chris Voss, Never Split the Difference. That is probably the best understanding communication book that I have ever read in my life. That opened my mind to understanding, not for manipulation purposes, but to try to even just get to the root of what's going on and try to keep people calm. I mean, it's just an amazing book. That would be the best book I've ever read. Yeah. Thank you for suggesting that too, by the way. That's wonderful.
No problem. What's your favorite movie or documentary and why?
Oh, man.
It doesn't have to be business related.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think if I even have a favorite movie. Oh, well, if it's a Chevy Chase movie, then Christmas Vacation. I mean, that's got to go on at least 3 or 4 times each Christmas season. Sometimes we'll kick it off in October because we're just so ready for Christmas.
Yeah. It's a funny movie. What's your, what's a guilt-free, like, maybe you're embarrassed by it, but song or type of music you listen to when you just got to go wacky?
Oh, I go wacky? Oh, yeah, boy. I didn't have a radio on my pontoon boat, so I just installed one. And after all that, I started listening to all this country music. My wife goes, I didn't realize I had married a redneck. Because I hardly play it. I have, like, the last 12 years, probably not hardly any moments, but like the last 2 weeks, I've been pumping out country. She's like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So country music would be one of my, you probably won't hear it often unless I'm on the boat and it's the right kind of mood. But I think it brings me back to my childhood, or not my childhood, but when I was a young adult. And I wasn't even into country music, but I started hanging out with my friend and he had a boat and that's all he played. So I guess just kind of, that's how I feel, like, alive and free on the boat.
That's awesome. Well, I don't know if you want people to follow you, but if you want to recommend your page or your company or anything like that,
sure,
go ahead, put a shameless plug in right now where people can find you.
Okay. Well, you can find my real estate company, Red River Properties FL, on Facebook.
I thought you were about to say Redneck Properties.
No, but boy, would that have been awesome.
Yeah.
Because so far, that seems to be all I'm buying.
Yeah. Let me know when you find more trailers. I love mobile homes. Actually, if you find a mobile home park, let's definitely talk. I'm looking to do some syndication and to bring in some people to do equity shares and things like that. So
I'm very interested in that. I've done a little bit of reading. Like, one little last plug, like, you know, people that might be looking to take your course, I would say that the strongest thing that you can have is knowledge. And then next to that would be a mentor. So if you can take Brandon's course, definitely take it. It's worth the money. And if you can get to the mentor side, that's even stronger because you can ask your really specific questions and you get an ear for a while. So that would be my only suggestion about real estate. Those two are really magnificent to have in your pocket.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See you next time.